This is Ozarks at Large, and with me on the phone is Roby Brock with Talk Business and Politics. Roby, as always, thank you for your time and joining us.
Always happy to be with you and your listeners, Kyle.
Are you in Little Rock as we talk?
Today, yes, yeah. I am. Tomorrow, who knows?
Are you doing community conversations, talk business style?
No.
All right.
But thanks for asking. So.
Well, I know it's early, but let's talk about the Republican gubernatorial candidates, or at least the big two, Leslie Rutledge and Sarah Huckabee Sanders. Let's start with Leslie Rutledge. Late last week, she unveiled the Rutledge plan, which would eliminate personal income tax in Arkansas. She wants to get it on the ballot in front of voters. Is this something that could get her traction in the GOP primary?
It could get her some traction, but I don't think it gives her enough traction to make up the ground she's got to make up on Sarah Huckabee Sanders right now. It is that two-person race right now for the Republican nomination. And so I think that this is something that will appeal to some very conservative voters that might wonder where Sarah Huckabee is in terms of details of a plan. Sarah Huckabee Sanders has said she's for reducing or eliminating the income tax, too, but she's not really laid out any specifics on this. Leslie Rutledge's plan is to eliminate completely the state income tax by 2030. So if it were to get on the ballot and pass, you're talking about in less than 8 years, you're talking about getting rid of over 50% of state revenue.
Which would mean, and her plan is to get on the ballot, get in front of voters. And if it were to be on the ballot and if voters did approve it and you had 8 years to eliminate it, that would be some work for some legislative sessions. Where's the more than 50% going to come from?
Yeah, it's kind of reminiscent of term limits. It's reminiscent of medical marijuana. If it were to get on into pass, then you've got all of these things you got to figure out what to do. And the legislature has always managed to do that, albeit slowly, but they've always worked through some of those big ballot issues that voters have approved that might go against the grain of what the majority of the legislature would want to do. I think if this gets on the ballot, it will be politically popular. I think there'll be a huge grassroots campaign against it orchestrated by some of the business and education interests in the state. It is a pretty unrealistic scenario when you try to talk through logistically how you would make that happen and keep some government services intact. So let me just throw some statistics
Please.
Out there for listeners. First of all, the state income tax brings in a little over $3.4 billion annually. That's the last fiscal year. The state's budget is $6.8 billion. It is literally 50.6% of the state revenues this past year. So you're talking about cutting 50% of state revenues, and that sounds good and easy to do, you know, hey, we'll just cut everybody's budgets by half. But 95% of the state budget goes to Medicaid, human services, public safety and prisons, and education, K-12 and higher education. That's 95% of the state budget goes to what they call the Big Six. So are you going to close 50% of the schools? Are you going to close 50% of the prisons? Are you going to kick 50% of grandmas out of nursing homes? I mean, that's what this is going to come down to if voters approve eliminating 50% of state revenue in an eight-year time span. It can be done, but it would be pretty painful for a lot of people.
Well, let's turn then to Sarah Huckabee Sanders, who has told voters through an op-ed titled Why I Got Vaccinated, that she has, in fact, received a vaccination, but says, I'm not going to tell you whether to do it or not.
This comes down to the Republican Party base right now is about personal freedom and choice. It is obviously dominated by the Trump strain of Republicanism, particularly in Arkansas. Sarah Huckabee Sanders is going to play to that base. When we polled her numbers a little over a month ago, I mean, she was at 82% popularity with Republican voters, 6% disapproved. You got an 82 to 6 approve, disapprove. You're in pretty good standing. You're not going to rock that boat.
Right.
Leslie Rutledge, contrastly, was at 48% approve and 20% disapprove. So she clearly has some distance to make up between her and Sarah Huckabee Sanders. So I think that that op-ed, you know, basically gets her on record as saying, I got vaccinated. I'm the responsible adult in the room, but you do what you need, think you need to do. And so she's still playing to that base of, you know, I'm not going to tell you what to do. She tweeted over, I think, the last couple of days, too, that there would be no mask mandate and no vaccine mandate if she were elected governor as well. So I kind of describe this as laissez-faire policy on health policy in Arkansas. We're kind of going pretty libertarian with everybody. Do what you want to do. I mean, the governor has emphasized personal responsibility. Health officials are constrained by the legislature that, you know, has thrown up a bunch of roadblocks for them to be more aggressive with public health policy. And so it's almost every person for himself or herself at this point in time. You know, choose your science, choose not to follow science, but you're on your own.
And you mentioned Governor Hutchinson. He's got a handful of the community conversations again throughout the state this week. I think he's in Mountain Home this week. Mountain Home, the subject of a front page New York Times story last weekend about low vaccination rates and surging cases in the hospital there. We have had days of 12,000 or 14,000 vaccinations, but, you know, many of those first vaccinations, we've still got a month before many people are fully immunized.
And I still contend that the community conversations are not moving the needle. We've sent a reporter to at least one of those. And I mean, a lady talked about not getting the vaccine because she was afraid that she would become magnetized somehow, which there were several people in the room that did not have metal objects being attracted to them. So I'm not sure where some of this misinformation, disinformation, you know, ignorance kind of comes from, but it's truly out there. And I just don't think that there's a large enough number of people that are listening to the governor or coming to these community meetings that are going to have their minds changed by this. You might pick up, you know, a handful of people, and that's better than nothing, but it's a pretty big exercise to not move the needle significantly. You mentioned that some vaccinations are on the rise. And I think that's primarily out of fear. I mean, people are seeing that this Delta variant is affecting us differently than the original COVID-19 coronavirus. And truthfully, I think the worry is, I interviewed Dr. Joe Thompson, former state surgeon general, just this weekend, and he says that the next variant after Delta or the one after that may be resistant to the vaccines. We have not moved quickly enough to vaccinate, to eradicate this COVID-19 menace. And it's going to mutate to the point, if we're not careful, that the vaccines don't work, or they're going to have to develop a new vaccine. And that's a whole nother round for everyone. And that's kind of where we're at with low vaccination rates in Arkansas and, quite frankly, through the heartland of the U.S.
Sobering thoughts. You can follow all sorts of Arkansas business, politics, and other information at talkbusiness.net. Roby, thank you so much for your time.
Anytime, Kyle.